निष्कृतरायेषु भगवत भगवती उत्तम श्लोके तिरुपति नैष्ठिकी बाय रेगुलर अटेंडेंस द क्लासेस ऑन श्रीमद् भागवतम एंड बाय रेंडरिंग सर्विस टू द प्योर डिवोटीज ऑल दैट इज ट्रबलसम टू द हार्ट इज डिस्ट्रॉयड सर्विस टू द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी गॉड He is firmly established as an irrevocable fact. Irrevocable fact. Irrevocable is a very nice word. Cannot be revoked. Revoke means strike off. And this service can, devotional service, can never be revoked. Because it is fixed by the Nishtaprayasya Upadesha. Or almost all the inabilities are destroyed. Manityam Bhagavad everywhere. Daily we are studying Bhuk Bhagavad and daily we are serving the devotees. These two things are needed. And that's why this verse Prabhupada always chanted, you know, with the translation. These two things are very important. On one hand, we must have the full idea of our own position and our own goal of existence in the human life. And the second thing we require is service. Pure devotees. The question now comes that how to find out a pure devotee? That is our question. We see all inabilities everywhere. Always we ponder on the bad things about the living entities. But once somebody asked Prabhupada that how to find a pure devotee to serve or whatever. So he said, ask him, except you, everybody is pure. So we don't see any bad thing in anybody. But at the same time, we should not be naive. You know, word naive is best in English. Naive means without understanding really. We may know everything. So we guard our behavior. But otherwise, we should never ponder over the bad defects of the others. If you want to ponder over, then always ponder over the good things about others. There must be some good thing. It may be all bad, but there must be some good. So try to find out some good. You know, Bhakti Krishna, that verse is very nice in Bhagavatam. Sati says to Daksha in the Yajna that Shiva is so very elevated living entity that he finds that good quality in somebody and magnifies the good quality. Whereas you find the defect and magnify the defects. So the demons always find out the bad thing in you and magnify it. The sadhu, the simple people, they always find out bit of good quality and magnify the good quality. So we are habituated to look to good things only. So if we see everywhere good, you become good. If we see everywhere bad, you become bad. So please, generally, we don't ponder over the defects of others. We ignore. When the question of defects comes in front of us, we find out the defects in ourselves and try to improve. We are all full of defects. So we don't point our fingers at others. You know, if I point our finger at you, one finger is towards you and three are towards me. So why to worry about one, worry about three? Always, defects should be found out from our own being and try to improve. That's the best way to find out the defects. And don't point out any defect of the others. unless you are in a position. So many times I have to tell them that this is not the way to behave. But authority is not there. So unnecessarily we should not bother our mind. Mind is bothered if you find out the defects. And the worst effect of the bothered mind is your whole mechanical setup of the body goes wrong. We don't know this. There is a subtle connection between always looking bad and your mind. Your mind doesn't like it. So it has to undergo a punishment sort. Mind doesn't like. Good things mind like. So in good things, there is nothing really worrying about. A good thing is natural for the mind. Now if you see anything good, your mind is pleased really. If I see you good in you, if I see you good in you, my mind is pleased. As soon as I find some defect, my mind has to struggle. And the struggle of the mind has effect on the body. We always, please remember, these things have got to be studied with nicely and put into practice 100%. Speak out in English.
If anyone is doing, we know that he is doing wrong, if then we should tell or no?
Unless and until it affects us, we should not bother. Whole world is doing wrong. Am I to beat the bush? What are we going to do? And everywhere the corruption is rampant. Everybody is doing everything wrong. But I am not the authority. Who has given you the authority? It's very nicely said in English. What is it? Those who stay in the glass house don't throw stone at others. Himself is in the glass. You have a debate. So if you tell him, he'll tell you, shut up, you are like this. So without authority, we should not open them out. And authority, in authority also, very tactfully we have to deal with. It's not open. Please, always remember, nobody hears, nobody wants to hear any bad thing about him. But he does everything bad. But he doesn't want to hear bad. He wants to hear good. That is human nature. They do bad things, but they don't want to hear the bad thing. They do bad things, they don't want to have the results of the bad things. By doing bad things, they want to have the good results. That is human nature. You can't change. It is mode of darkness. Because they are in the mode of darkness, they do all bad and they want good, which is not possible. And sadhus and the simple people, they have left mode of darkness. So fortunately they have come to mode of raja, passion or goodness. Then they do all good and they don't expect any result. Results are submitted to Krishna. So the sadhus behave. And sadhu is not somebody who has changed the dress or whatever. Sadhu means simple-minded, innocent people. That's sadhu. Innocence. Innocence is the main quality. And as soon as the body consciousness is there, innocence is absent. But I'm worried about my... The thing is, the point is that people are what people are. And generally, Kaloshas, Shudra Sambhava. In Kali Yuga, everybody is Shudra. So, how many defects you are going to find out and why? Should not bother. Let them do. Eventually, those bad things will have the reaction on them. Why should we have reaction, their reaction or us? If they are doing something bad, why should I worry about it? Worrying about them, about the bad thing, that is affecting me. So I don't want that. Our mind is completely engaged in remembrance of Krishna. And that's why, fortunately, our minds are cleaned. Where Krishna is there, all auspiciousness is there. Mangalam mangale bhyopi, pavanam pavane bhyopi, hare namayo kevalam, maduram madure bhyopi. These three things, maduram madure bhyopi, of all the sweet things, this is the sweetest. Maduram madure bhyopi, mangalam mangale bhyopi, of all the auspicious things, this is the most auspicious thing. Bhavanam bhavane bhyopi, all purifying things, this is the most purifying thing. Hare namayo kevalam, only name. These things are very much needed. How nice verse this is. Maduram madure bhyopi, from all the madurs, this is the most madur. Huh? But this verse is from one sage he had completed. It is unknown, the name of the sage is unknown. But he has compiled 8 verses. And Ashtaka is beautiful. This is the first verse in it. Maduram madure bhyopi. First line is Maduram madure bhyopi. Madure bhyopi. I'll spell it for you. MUDHEARB for Bob, H for Horse, YOP for Peter, I for India. Madure bhyopi. Maduram madure bhyopi. First word is maduram. Maduram madure bhyopi. P. Then second line, mangalam mangale bhyopi. Same setting. Mangalam mangale bhyopi. Hey, you look very nice today. Your clothes are all right there. He is mad after clothes. Everything is ready. Now the girl is awaited, that's it. Then the chapter is closed. Everything is ready. So every you name and it is there.
The wife will come and take all of it.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. He's ready for that. Wife should come, that's it. Once there was a very wild girl who was in Soho Street, you know, and everybody knew that girl is very wild. But one Prabhupada's disciple wanted to marry that girl. I told him, Baba. This is a wrong step. He said, if she stays with me one night, my marriage is successful. To that extent, we are so very attached. Even marriage for one night is enough. After, we'll see what happens. And the thing is, our culture, how nice it is, that once we are married, we are locked up for the whole of lifetime. How nice it is. Eh? Again and again, Sarvita Sarvananam, and living entities are suffering beyond our conception power by the repetition. And marrying anybody for sense gratification. How long you have sense gratification? Both are going to get fed up. Sense gratification, how long? Only they can stay together if Krishna bhakti is there. If there is some attraction to Krishna in transcendence, then the pair may continue. All the bodily relationships, how long you are going to continue? Both the bodies are getting old. There is a fact. And we want, at the age of 50 also, we want to enjoy as if I was enjoying at 25. That is our way.
More,
yes. And then she gets fed up, we get fed up. Don't want to look at. Eventually, if she smiles, we run after her body. So she stops smiling. Any time she smiles, then the marriage is failure. Please. This bodily marriages can never continue. But transcendence will help you to continue. When in transcendence, both the souls are satisfied. As soon as Krishna bhakti is there, both the souls are satisfied. And by that time the children are growing up. So you already have children. Again you have to worry about, according to Vedic culture, you want to find out suitable mate for them. So that again worries. Education is there. We are very busy really. So slowly bodily attraction must decrease and the attraction to transcendence must increase. Then only the pairs will survive. Otherwise pairs will never survive. That's why in Western world, or here now India also, divorce rate is horrible. Otherwise, I remember in our whole society, the word divorce was regarded as an impure word. Never it was uttered. I stayed with my parents so many years. Never I heard that you mind yourself when I go away and you go away. They were very peaceful. They might be fighting among themselves, but not in front of us at least. There must be some misunderstanding somewhere. But they will adjust without our knowledge.
Maharaj, in their countries, Denmark, Sweden, every second marriage is divorced.
Oh.
Every second.
Because you are near the Vedic standard. That's in your country. Maybe the pairs may survive. The Vedic standard, as soon as it reduces, these things are red. In India also, now the Vedic standard is reducing, deteriorating. So we have all the contract marriages and temporary marriages and this and that. You know, in cities, we have these call centers, the American gift to us. So the boys and girls, they are working in call center. And they have to work at night. When there is night here, there is day in America. So they only run in the night. And they have to stay together in Bombay city like Bombay. They can't stay separately. We are there to pay horrible rent. So they share the rooms. So till the service goes on, they are married. As soon as service is gone, marriage is gone. So these things are going completely anti-Vedic way. And in our country now, things are very horrible here. But here one advantage is there, whether we like it or not. The weather is very good. And that's why we are very clever. Sunshine is there daily. So cleverness is there. And now we are following. We think that we are very clever. But we are vastly deteriorating. In the marital relationships, we are deteriorating. In our health, we are deteriorating. and everything is falling apart. Whatever my father said was, I am not that. The size also is reducing. See these boys, you see? These boys? Those boys can't see them. And when she joined that girl, she was hardly 2 kilos. Now at least she is 5 kilos, I think. This is the thing. Children, they are giving birth, smaller and smaller. Then playgroup, I can't even see them. And the other day I asked him, why did you do it? He said, I slept. He was correct. He goes home, he's tired. He can't do anything. He slept. See, why did you do it? I did it. I slept. That's correct. Everything is deteriorating. Kali Yuga, you know? Shakti rasam chatat kritam. Bhutikanam bhavanam. Shakti rasam chatat kritam. Durmidan nisatvan. Durvalash. Asradhanan. Nisatvan durmidan. Rishidaisha, Durvagamsa, Jananviksha, Munindivena Chakshasha. Last line, what is it? Rasulashanaman, Amogdruk something. Very nice word. It's in first canto. The more you are attached to the material things, the deterioration is very fast. And one thing is definite, that man cannot live happily on his own, woman cannot live happily on her own. And we don't want to stay together. Man requires woman, woman requires definitely man. And we cannot survive together. So everybody is miserable because of this. We don't come to Shastras and we have our own concoctions. Women, liberation. And for women, liberation is a nonsense idea. She has to be protected. And men also wants to consider. Women are a bit steady in their behavior. Man is like a monkey. He requires a woman to steady him. She says, please, cool down. And he has to hear, and he is attracted to her. This is our Jimmy and Terry, there is one couple in Minneapolis. So, wife is nurse, and the Jimmy is ordinary laborer. So I asked them, how your pair is surviving very nicely. She is educated, she is earning very nice. He said, I have one mantra. He said, what is your mantra? Yes, lady. Yes, lady. What does she say? Yes, she says, now it's night. Yes, lady. I mean to say, there was some submission somewhere. Then the things may continue. The thing is, there is no time for anybody to sit like this and think about these things. Apart from Bhagavatam, these practical things have got to be thought out, thought over, and hammered. Then our minds will be engrossed in Bhagavatam. That's why many times my classes are more than half is the practical class. Well, unless you are settled practically, you cannot understand anything. I may speak Bhagavatam loudly and my hand will go in the air and down. Every lila. And nobody is interested. They are interested in their own lila. No, Krishna lila is far away. Guru Krishna. He is not here. Please, the thing is, anything you do, try to see the hearers, what standard they are. To reach, we must be like them. Unless you reach the hearers, your preaching is useless. So preach, take out P and always reach. And criticism will not do. But try to find out their genuine way of living and see whether that living conditions are Krishna conscious way, how far they are coming near Krishna conscious way, and sort out those things as your real preaching. And in order to sort out, you must have full idea of the Vedic way. That is definite. And that full idea of the Vedic way you can get from the pages of Srila Prabhupada. He has stayed the whole life, not as a sannyasi. He was very much committed grihastha. He has seen his own childhood as a brahmacharya. Afterwards he was married. He has his own businesses or whatever. Whole life was in a drama. Sannyasi is really a very, very great post. Very, very great. Unless the man is thoroughly watched, thoroughly tested through all this fire, he cannot be sannyasi. Can never be sannyasi. And if you give, or he insists, or you give sannyasi to him, it is a chaos. The motivation is not bhakti. Motivation is all attractions. I must have followers. I must have my mutt or whatever. I must have my own thing. I will develop like this, I will develop like that. Bhakti is not there at all. The motivation is so very many brands. And then he will pose as a sannyasi. People will believe that he is sannyasi and don't know really what will happen. This is very clear. And as it is, we are sannyasis. You are not watching TV, that's why you are sitting here. So you are karmanam nyasam, whatever you desire, you have stopped. So till the time you are sannyasi. And why you are here happy? Because you have alternative engagement. Only stopping certain things will not help you. You may not watch TV, but what are you going to do then? You must be engaged otherwise. And that is Prabhupada. Prabhupada came to the West. Your people so very passionate. He controlled you and alternatively he gave you the engagement. Service was there. And can you imagine? Only from book distribution. He built all the temples like Juhu. Juhu temple is on book distribution. Vrindavan temple is on book distribution. Mayapur first building is Juhu on Sankirtan. And now with all the donations we are not able to build. So there must be some defect in us. So the first thing, first duty, we should maintain the purity so far as possible. Mangal. But we are now forced next to Mangal because Krishna is absent. And Krishna says here in this verse that as soon as I leave this planet, the whole auspiciousness will be destroyed. And we are seeing the effect here. mind of Lord. Anyway, somebody touched something. Anyway, this is the point. That really if we understand these things, then we should think the other way. Then why the auspiciousness is destroyed? And this is how Prabhupada thought, that all the difficulties, the root is only one, the forgetfulness of Krishna, our own constitution position. He shouted that you have so much money in the West. Why are you not satisfied? Because Krishna is not with you. If Krishna is with you, with less money also, you can be satisfied. Mata was in our Lakshman jeweler, and she knows that with a very little money, she can survive. If we can work out these things, even now in India, the simple life is possible. Because Krishna is there. If you see Himalaya mountain, then you are shocked. Such a great mass of stone. There is Krishna. In 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Stop talking. Ajay. This is the point. Auspiciousness. Krishna gives so many symptoms. That all the water bodies, I am the ocean, he says. And that's why we are going to beaches. It's not for fresh air. But you see the mass of water and you have Krishna darshan. Unknowingly, they are running after Krishna. And they are all the way from, they leave the beaches, all beaches in England, and go to Spain to see the beach. You are relaxed. This is Krishna darshan, according to Bhagavad Gita. And as soon as they are on the beaches, they are rejuvenated. They don't know that Krishna is rejuvenating them. Only saint like Prabhupada found out this root cause. He said, please remember Krishna and you will be happy without my yourself. With minimum necessities, we can go on our human life. But with Krishna we can go on. Without Krishna you will get rid of. Yes, in the afternoon, you see. I am here, you know. This is the point today. This verse, I can't finish this fourth verse. It's only Nashta Mangala we are discussing. And so many faces are there. Please think from the practical point of view. People should be at rest in their minds and in their own circumstances. They have to have income. That is definite. They have to marry. They have to have the parents. They have to have the children. All these things are natural. So in their own atmosphere, how to proceed with the devotional service is the problem. How to have the auspicious life? No, difficult but not impossible. This is the main duty of the scriptures and those who study the scriptures. I pondered over for nearly 8 years. I didn't speak. I was in Soho Street. I was just studying because I didn't know really. When I left my Grihastashram, I was just like you, completely blank. So I didn't know these people were speaking so nice. So I was thinking that they from where they know everything. So they said that one very nice Hare Krishna Das was there. He was speaking very good. I was going to Soho Street. So before my work started, daily I used to go to Mangalarti there. And you are speaking very good. So where did you know all of this? So from Bhagavatam. So I took out 1 month from my duties and I went to Mela daily, and from morning 8 o'clock till night 8 o'clock I was reading Bhagavatam and making notes and this and that. So this Vipramukhya was a brahmachari there. One Vipramukhya Swami, he went away now. He fell down, but he was brahmachari. And I was Grastha. I was a congregation member. But as soon as I came out of the manor, that Prabhupada's room, have you seen London, anybody? No, you haven't seen it. There is a Prabhupada's room, nice. And they had kept whole Bhagavatam set there. So I always went there, and cover to cover I read. This whole set was available there. Even though that room is there, they are maintaining that room, where Prabhupada translated in actually. So daily I was going for 12 hours and reading. Then I thought that once reading is not enough. So again that some or the other, I had this one volume, Bhagavatam, which I would get. And then again I read when I was in Soho Street. So that time I understood it more. So again in Soho Street, I used to chant my rounds, 8 rounds first, and then start reading. So I was the only one in the temple. I didn't go for Sankirtan. I told the president that I want to study. I don't want to do anything. If you allow me to eat, I will eat and stay. If you don't allow, I'll manage my staying and eating. So he said, no, it's all right. Go on. So this is how, for 8 years, I didn't see it. The key of the preaching is that you should really sincerely feel for the hearers. And as soon as the hearers know that you are very easily approachable or you are quite loving, your relationship is there, then something will come out. And if there is nothing, so far so good. If everybody is happy in their own situation, we don't worry about it. But if there is any trying situation, then you should be approachable. That is the key of the preacher. What is this verse? Nice verse. Priya Vakya Pradhanena Sarve Tushyanti Jantava. Just you speak them with nice and all the living entities are satisfied. Even the dog also. You just try to love. Cow. Also cow, very, very amicable. Cow will like to stand it in front of you. You just rub her back or something. And cow will see that you are not troublesome man. And she will stand near you. She will allow you to milk her very easily. Because the loving relationship is there. Priya Vakya Pradhanena Sarve Tushyanti Jantavaha. All living entities are pleased. Don't speak. Sit right. Sit right. The thing is, if Priya Vakya, only good sentences, just a bit of smile and talk, you know, they will feel homely. Any living entity will feel homely. Whereas, any bitter speech will create the enemies. This is to be understood.
One cowboy
is in gymnast. Once lion came,
so all cow, the same one, and they kick the lion and save them,
the men's life. Kick the lion?
Yes, all
the cows together. Oh, he says, in Girnar, in Junagadh, there is a big mountain. So there are always cowherd boys there. So one cowherd boy had nearly 100 cows. So that cowherd boys, they love the cows. Here, the man who paid me obeisance is here, that oldish man in cowherd boy dress, he is real, by nature he is cowherd. Since we have the cows here, he comes here and he milks the cows and looks after them. And we didn't fix any salary for him. Now we are paying something for him. Otherwise he was just doing his service. This is nature. So cows can very, very familiar with him. He says, there's one that cowherd boy who had nearly hundreds of cows. So once the lion came, the cows kicked the lion out to save the cowherd boy. Otherwise lion could have easily killed him, the cows also. But all the cows together, they killed him. Lion was afraid. I think he should be vegetarian lion. Anyway, the thing is that unless you create some relationship between you and the hearers, they will not get anything from you. Neither you will not be benefited of the satisfaction of your preaching. But as soon as the amicable relationship is there, both the ways satisfaction is there. These are the few things, and even then, the Kali Yuga is raging ahead. So people will not find time to come to you. People will always be disturbed. That is Kali Yuga, no? Upadrutaha, always. Mandaha samanna matayo, manda bhagyahi upadrutaha. These are the symptoms of Kali Yuga. Mandaha means lazy. And we want our preaching to be effective. On one hand, we must be very well versed with Srimad Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam is nothing else but Bhagavad Gita magnified. The preliminary principles are given in Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavatam is magnified Bhagavad Gita. So if you master Bhagavad Gita, then it's very easy to understand Bhagavatam. And once you are familiar with these two scriptures, you have the full idea of the Vedic culture with Prabhupada's comments, where he has stayed the life. He has passed his whole life doing everything what the Vedic culture requires. Just we were talking about satisfaction, the living entities should be completely satisfied before they start any spiritual quest. Satisfaction is not our goal of existence, but it's a very important step to go ahead spiritually. And in that I was going to tell you that verse is very important. Priya Vakya Pradhanena Sarve Tushyanti Jantavaha. Priya Vakya. Only good sentences will satisfy all the living entities. No, it's not from Bhagavatam. The thing is, but good sentences without any attachment to the living entity. I am good, that's it. No attachment. And in order to have the pure lifestyle, you should definitely follow one thing. That with woman alone, in a secluded place, you never see her. Never see her, talk to her. This should be your guideline. Male living entities are nasty. We are all very demonic in nature. We should never be alone. You can speak in group. Otherwise, no attachment to any. But even then, we should be good. Anybody comes, according to their age, a woman is either mother, or daughter, or sister, or whatever. These three relationships are very pure. Daughter is nice relationship. Sister is nice relationship. Mother is definitely nice. So, this is our culture. Don't have nasty feelings. And satisfaction will be at the top. If you follow only this instruction, you will be very satisfied with your own self. We are not really in good terms with our own body. We are just destroying the body by not following the Vedic way. So don't destroy your health unless you're following nasty things. And try to be very lovingly dealing with every living entity, but minus lust. Love minus lust. It's pure love it should be. There is no word for you in Sanskrit there are different words. Prem is love. But Preeti is pure love. We should really like the living entities. And that is how the main thing is, we are going to preach. As soon as you know something, you are going to tell it to somebody. So the relationship should be established first. Even if you go to lecture and you see the crowd, you know, within no time you evaluate what type of crowd it is. And then they smile and just give them something here and there and you establish a relationship. Once you establish the relationship, then you can preach them and they will hear you. And again you are preaching, you are reaching them, that is, we have understood. And reaching them means their own problems. They are not satisfied in Bhagavatam. Or they don't only hear Bhagavat Katha. But you have to reach them. What is their practical problems? And they are plenty in every country. The problems may differ, but problems as such must be there. And this is how the whole wave of satisfaction rules over the crowd then. They're at ease with you. They're at ease with speaker. Speaker should be very humble without a tinge of any pride. People hate pride, you know. Krishna smashes. But people also hate, general people don't like very proud man, you know, or proud woman, whatever. Pride is always destructive. As soon as you cultivate these qualities in you, because of the deep study of Bhagavatam, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, as soon as you decide that bhakti is my own goal, so apart from bhakti, you are not interested in anything. And disinterest in all these dirty things is the main ingredient we require to go ahead in spiritual field.
Bharaji, if we have person to do other things than bhakti, then at home, then I am, suppose I am at home, then I know that bhakti is for everything.
Yeah.
Then they want to make doing some other thing.
But you are doing, isn't it? You are doing something. So whatever you are doing, do it very good. That is bhakti. Always we are doing something. Naikashit shanambhavijatu tishati akarmakrut. Our single moment passes without us doing anything. So you may not chant or you may not read Bhagavatam, but you are doing some activity. So whatever you are doing, you should be completely, immaculately good, and people will be pleased with you. Is that a Purush? Whatever he does, he is immaculately well. That should be your fame. And you are following bhakti. So there is no need of broadcasting that I am following bhakti. But your activities, it should be shown. All very good activities. Anything you do, do it very excellent. And then all excellent things are Krishna. Whatever good thing you find, he is Krishna. You know, in Bhagavad Gita there is a verse, Srimad Urjite Baba Tadadeva Ugacha Mama Tejamasa Sambhavan.